The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, Louis Giglio, the founder of the Passion Movement, one of the largest student gatherings in the world, describes the greatness of our God.
He said, no, you need to go look it up online. You need to go Google laminin. I don't even know how to spell laminin.
The secret to what holds everything together.
Nothing is going to work without this, right?
This is a base membrane, is what it's called. It holds you together. It's what keeps the human body together.
So much. What a privilege it is to come into your home or wherever you're watching. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you. Louis Giglio. Now, his name would be hard for some people to pronounce. Not for me. Robinson seems to give people more trouble. I think they've done better with Giglio. Louis Giglio. It's an unusual name. Let me tell you something. This guy really, really impacted me. I don't want to tell you how he impacted me. I come in to the area where Betty has her computer, and she is watching something, and she's totally captivated, and I'm quite impressed because I'm seeing just almost like the unfolding of a galaxy. I'm seeing something pretty special, and we're hearing about how big God is, but it's not long before I'm watching this girl weeping, and I had to go do something, and I had to come back later, and now we've lost you. I mean, you're just gone. But I could tell there's this huge crowd, and it's like mostly look like college students. You know, Betty and I know we're very youthful looking, but this is not your typical college, couple. And she is captivated by how big God is. And I found myself just, I buckled my seatbelt, and I just settled in to watch Louis Giglio. And he has the Passion Series and conferences, and works with Chris Tomlin, a fabulous praise leader and musician, and I think Matt Redman. But this is incredible. And we've got Louis here as our guest. Would you welcome Louis Giglio to Life Out Outreach?
Yes.
Good to see you,
thank you. Great to be here.
Hey, I love the way you dress. I mean, you hung out in Texas a while, and you see what I got on.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, yours look a little bit like boots, But you really, God really has given you an incredible gift. And I mean, I've got enough wisdom to know. I mean, you may be pretty sharp, but what you got is a real touch and anointing of God. Are you finding yourself a little bit amazed and surprised at just exactly what God's doing right now with Louis?
There's no one ever more amazed and surprised than the person God is using, because all of us know who we are.
Yeah.
We all know what we struggle with. We all know what we're up against internally, externally, and we all know that we're weak, and we all know that it's all Jesus. In fact, I've never figured out how anybody God is using can be anything other than humble, unless they don't know who they are. And when you know who you are and you see what God does, you don't have to worry. People say, well, do you ever worry about getting proud? And like, not as long as I'm living with me, I don't, because I know who I am.
Yeah.
And the fact that God chooses to use any of us is an absolute stunning miracle.
It really is. And, by the way, that's the reason I wrote The God of All Creation. Why in the world would you make a short-legged dog? It's as long as a weasel and got long ears, and she jumps in my lap, and I spend 5 minutes telling her how beautiful she is. And she is laughing it up and loving it. And, I asked God, I said, God, why did you make them? And we love them so much. And he said, I wanted you to understand how much you can love something so less significant than you are, so you would understand how much I can love you so much less significant than I am. And I'm beginning to catch on. Well, buddy, you've caught on. And I'm going to tell you this now. Listen, college and university students love this guy, and they ought to. But I got news for you. Everybody likes this guy, because he has got a message. Now, I want you, by the way, I'd love to show you all his stuff. Let me go and put his website up. This is indescribable. This is so fantastically beautiful to just go through this. It's like you went to some, great astrological center, and you begin to look at all of space, and you're seeing what God did because it's indescribable. I mean, the way Louis illustrates things, it's fabulous. God's just given him a gift. But what you were doing in this series, and this is five of these passion messages where you do these conferences, right?
Yeah.
And you call them passion?
Conference is called Passion. It's for 18 to 25-year-olds, just trying to inspire them around the idea that life is not about us, it's all about Jesus. And our lives take on the greatest significance possible when we make our lives as small and finite as they are about Him and about His glory.
So you say 18 to 25, so all the people who are older than that, they're sitting here saying, well, how about just thanks a lot? Yeah.
Well, two good things, I'll tell you. You can come be a door holder, which means that's what we call our volunteers. And that doesn't mean literally holding the door. It means opening the way for the next generation to experience the greatness and the power and the glory of God. And we'll have about 2,000 of those in Atlanta come January for Passion 2013. And they are all ages, and they love it. And God touches you no matter where you're serving. And secondly, anybody that's older probably has a daughter and maybe even a granddaughter. And I'm telling you, they might like a ticket to Passion 2013 for Christmas this year.
There you go.
And that's a great idea.
Now, and if you're older like I did, you can watch it.
You can watch it. The conference is streamed live online,
God,
and you can watch the videos later.
The inspiration and the spirit comes across as if you were there. When I watched it, I thought, I hope those young people that are there in person feel what I felt as I realized again, and I'm nearly 70 years old, but I had to go back as I was listening to you and think how great God has been in my life personally. Mm-hmm. And it just grows and grows and grows. It's endless.
It's unlimited.
And you know, Betty, the way you were enjoying it and the way we've enjoyed it, you can enjoy it in the series. And you know, if you watch us, as a matter of fact, anybody watches me, they don't have to wonder, is James going to ask us to help somebody? If they turned it on, get ready, buddy, because I'm going to ask you to help somebody. I'm going to tell you, because there's nothing that gives you greater joy than knowing that you helped someone else and you made a difference in their life because of what? Love. And love expresses, shares life. So we'll actually send you this whole series, and which means older folks like us can watch it like Betty did. But one of the things you were talking about that just so captivated, this blew us away. And I you could tell it did those young people too, because they lit up, because you were telling us what holds everything together. And I mean, you're kind of going scientific and you're going irrefutable. I don't care what a doubter you are. I don't care if you claim to be an atheist or you think you're smarter than, you know, believing in God. And you say, let me show you what's holding everything together in your body. Explain a little of that.
Well, let me give you a little bit of the backstory. I did a message called Indescribable, which I'd had the privilege of sharing all around the world. And the message was about how big the universe is, how small we are in it, but how we are loved by this God who's the God of all creation. And after that tour, in fact, we were on the end of the tour, Chris Tomlin and myself, at the Oil Palace in Tyler, Texas. It's our next to the last stop on about a 60-city tour. I finished the night. Chris's hometown is nearby, so all of his family are there, so it's late. And there's no green room at the Oil Palace. Oil Palace is not the nicest venue we play at, but we love it, and we love Tyler. And so I'm just hanging out, and a guy walks up to me. He says, hey, Louie, I'd just like to say hello. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. He said, my name's Kevin. I said, hi, Kevin, nice to talk to you. He goes, enjoy tonight, love the message. He goes, where you go from here? So I'm headed home, and I'm going to be preaching for my pastor the next few weeks. We hadn't planted Passion City Church yet. He goes, well, what are you preaching on? I said, it's a message on God and the human body. This has been God in the universe. We can talk about God's glory in the human body. And he says, well, give me your outline. And I say, well, it's this about the eye, and this about the lungs, and this about the brain. And he goes, well, you always have like a big left hook at the end of your talks. What's it going to be this time? I said, I don't have the left hook yet. And he goes, well, it's a good thing we're talking, because your left hook is laminin. And I'm like, what is laminin? Turns out this guy is a molecular biologist at the university down the street at Stephen F. Austin University. So I've been giving my little talk outline on God's glory in the human body to a molecular biologist this whole time, and I didn't know it, right?
Yeah.
So he says, your left hook is laminin. I'm like, what is laminin? He goes, it's a cell adhesion molecule. And I'm like, don't know. It's a protein molecule. I'm like, don't know. And so he starts telling about all the proteins in the body. They all have different functions. This one's function is it's a cell adhesion molecule. It's the rebar of the human body, Louis. He's telling me, like, I should know this. It holds our bodies together. And I'm like, okay, great. What is it? He goes, you need to go look at it. He said, you go Google laminin. I'm like, I don't even know how to spell laminin. So he takes his card out. He writes on it, L-A-M-I-N-I-N. I cannot get out of there fast enough to get on my computer, get on Google, search laminin. If you go search laminin now, you're going to see pages of stuff.
That's because of this talk.
She did it.
And you can get a laminin necklace and some laminin earrings and a laminin keychain and a laminin bumper sticker. Well, when I searched laminin, nobody had ever searched laminin before. Except a molecular biologist, and just a few images came up. And I think we're going to show a clip from the talk where I sort of reveal in this moment what laminin is really
all
about.
And what holds everything together. Nothing is going to work without this, right?
This is a base membrane is what it's called. It holds your skin together, your organs together. It holds you together. It's what keeps the human body together.
All right, let's just look at a clip from this series. Let's watch it.
He said, no. You've got to see laminin. I'm like, okay, let's see it. He said, no. You need to go look it up online. You need to go Google laminin. I don't even know how to spell laminin. Takes his card out. He writes on the back, L-A-M-I-N-I-N. I'm like, okay, I cannot wait to get to my computer and get on Google, click on images, type in laminin, and I'm waiting, and these little thumbnails come up on the screen, and I'm like, wow, that's laminin, the cell adhesion molecule. Woo! I am so excited. I am beside myself. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I love laminin. I'm so fired up. You should see laminin, I guess. That's the thing, right? Okay. Here is a scientific diagram of the laminin cell adhesion molecule that's holding your body together right now, okay? This is what I found right here. No, come on, that's crazy. That's just crazy. I just can't believe it. I emailed that guy back so fast, I'm like, wow, what in the world? He said, you want to see an actual laminin molecule? I'm like, oh, no, man. The diagram was cool for me. I'm happy with that. Don't bother sending anything else. I'm like, yes! And he sends me this image, an electron microscopic image of an actual laminin protein molecule. It looks just like this.
And you know, we just came right on the backside of that with this passage that is just, it's been there all along, but now it comes to life, that Colossians 1, verse 17, talking about Jesus. It said, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
All of it. Mm-hmm. He is such a big and wonderful God, and yet he is such a personal God. And I see you going around, Louis, and you are just opening up so many things. Why do you think that young people and students are listening to you like they are? What is it that's attracting you? Because you didn't even know what laminin was. I mean, what's with you?
Yeah, well, I think these messages, indescribable, how great is our God, I think they resonate with us because sin shrinks everything down. Sin shrinks our dreams down, our view of ourselves down. It shrinks our view of God down. And it's what ends up bringing us all to death at the end. But when you just step out and begin to think about a God of creation, you know, the scripture said, the psalmist said, the heavens are telling the glory of God. Their expanse declares the work of his hands. So God put a permanent 24/7 billboard above us to remind us of how great he is and how small we are. And I think these messages resonate with us because they lift our eyes back up. They lift our eyes up to a great and powerful God. You know, we pray the puniest prayers. We stress out over the littlest things in our lives, and we've got to look back up to the heavens and say what David said. When I consider the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the work of your hands, then who am I? It puts us in the right perspective. But then, you know, Isaiah, I love it. He said, God boasts about himself. And when he gets on a roll, you just have to let him go. You know, and he starts asking all these rhetorical questions. And he says, to whom will you compare me? Or who is like me, says the Holy One. Right. And, you know, he's not waiting for people to raise their hands. He says, no, I'm going to answer my own question. Thank you very much. Yeah. And then here's his answer. He who leads the starry host and calls them each by name. So this, he says, I'll tell you who I am. I'm the one who calls forth the starry host, who puts every one of them in their places. That's 200 million stars in the Milky Way galaxy. And 200 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Got to upsize. And there's 200 billion galaxies in the known universe. And our God that we're praying to, talking to, walking with, living with, put every one of those stars in their place. And then Isaiah says, or God speaking for himself through the prophet says, and I call them each by name because of my great power and mighty strength. Not one of them is missing. And that's mind-boggling. But what's more mind-boggling than that God can name the stars is that he can name every person in this audience. And every person watching us right now. And he can look at every person. He doesn't call anybody sister or brother. He knows our first name, our last name, and every single thing there is to know about us. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. And something inside of us rests when we know that we are known and prized and loved by the God of all creation, who's literally holding the universe together. It's exactly what passion's really all about. I think all of us have two choices. I can either be the starring character and have the starring role in the story of me, which is about that big, and it's going to end with the two words, the end. Or I can come to know God and know that I'm loved by God, and I can take a role in his epic story, which is bigger than eternity and is never going to end. And I think it's trading up. It's trading up from this little story of me where I'm the central character and everything revolves around what I want, what I think, what I feel, what I need, and going, no, you're the central character in time, in history, in scripture, in the church. You're the central character, Jesus. And so I want my life to orbit around you. And then to realize that God's giving us a role. He doesn't need us to do anything, but he chooses us. He invites us. He welcomes us into the story. He gives us a role to play. And that is the greatest gift of all, to think I have a role to play in the story of the God of all creation.
And you really make it clear. And I'm going to say, we're going to talk to you again, okay? I want to talk some more to you because I think you just got started. I mean, I think you probably know another word other than laminate, you know. What I want you to do, I want you to know this now. And by the way, there I'm putting the website back up because I want you to go to those conferences. And a lot of doorkeepers. What if you have more doorkeepers than you got doors? I mean, you know, you just got a lot of older
folks. Have to have a bigger conference.
I think this is going to be one of them's in the Georgia Dome, right?
The Georgia Dome, January 1st through 4th, yeah.
All right, so see, that would be, like you said, a great Christmas gift for a grandchild or a child. And we're going to actually ask you. I think you know we help a lot of people who are poor and hungry.
I love it.
And I know you find university and college students like to do that. Matter of fact, they really want you to show them how they can make a difference
Absolutely.
In the world. And it disturbs them that we don't make a difference in the world. And that they're about to help correct that.
They because are it's helping direction. Correct it
See,
right
we
now.
Need a, we need a standard held up. I mean, we know leadership is failing because we don't even know the direction we need to be plowing.
Yeah.
But young people are going to help correct that. We're going to send this to you if you'd just help us. Look, help us feed children and save the lives. I want you to watch something. I want you to see something. You all know, as a matter of fact, you've already seen some pictures. You saw the cross. You made Betty weep. Probably you did too. This is holding everything together. So we know that pictures always speak louder than words. But you're about to see that there's something that speaks even louder than that. And I want you to watch this very closely. It's very important that you see this and that you get it.
Thank you.
I'm going to speak with actions. And I'm going to speak effectively with Betty because of you. Because we are limited and we joyfully do a lot. Because we ask God to enable us to do a lot. But it is so small compared to what we do together. It's like that shining city set on a hill when our lights join with other lights and we pierce the darkness and we illuminate the way. We literally, and I'm telling you, this is something God showed me that moved me about as deeply as anything I've ever sensed. It was like I heard Jesus telling the Father when he was watching something going on that I was doing when I was sharing God's love with some people. And it was like Jesus said to his Father, I think we're going to get to put your arms around the world. That's what God wants to do. And he does it one life at a time, one person doing what God wants. So what I want to ask you to do, I want you to speak loudly with your actions. I want you to reach out. And I want you to dial that number that's always there if you have a broken heart or you want someone to pray with you for someone. And here's the thing you need to understand. Today we're asking you to help us save lives. And 80% of the calls that come will be from someone with a broken heart. Pray for my family. Pray for my child. That's okay. We understand that. But I'm asking you if you would, while people do call with a broken heart, and we're so glad they do, would you call and say, I want to heal a broken life. I want to give food. $30, three children for the next several months. 50, five children. 100, 10 children. Now, where could you better spend $100? And I don't apologize. If there's any way you can give 100, if you could be an answer to 10 mothers' prayers for the children and say, we're going to feed your children, 10 mothers' prayers answered. Give $100. If you could give $1,000, and thank God, we've got people been blessed who say, you know something? I can give several thousand. We'll do it and rejoice that you are able to do it. $1,000, we can feed 100 kids. Now, we're asking you, please, go online, lifetoday.org, or just dial that number. Take your bank card, use it like a check. That's how you should always use it, like a check. Please do it. Do it now. Go get the card. Make the call, make the gift. Let us know what God put on your heart. We're going to send the God of all creation, I promise you, put a smile on your face, put tears in your eyes. The last chapter. How do you say goodbye to a little pet? By the way, we're going to touch on our pets in heaven. I've got some people you really respect going to join me in that discussion. You're going to like that. And Sarah Young, a wonderful missionary, has written great devotional. This is probably one of the most beautiful Bibles I've ever seen that contains her devotions. Here's one on peace. You will like this. We're asking you to make a gift to help us feed 10 children and give 25 bowls. Make a gift of $125. The lion and the lamb bronze, what a blessing it'll be to you. Have you moved to the phone, online? If you get busy, you be determined. Lives depend on it. You get through. Thank you for making the call.
At this very moment, a child is drawing his last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like him face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50 or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we would like to send you James Robison's newest book, The God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $125 to help feed 10 children, you may request the new Jesus Calling Devotional Bible featuring 260 scripture insights from the author of the Jesus Calling Devotional, Sarah Young. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
With all my heart, and Betty, I'd love to see what would happen when this prayer is answered. Everyone watching, give something. I'd love to see it. Sending the God of all creation, life lessons we learn from pets and wildlife. It will bless you immensely. A joy to write. And if you'd like to have it, Louis Giglio's The Essential Collection Passion Talk Series. What Betty talked about is one of the messages. Indescribable. How great is our God? Hope when life hurts most. Fruitcake and ice cream. Symphony. I lift my hands. We'll send it to you if you'll help us feed as many children as you possibly can. Thank you. Join us saying thanks to Louis Giglio. Would you? Thank you. Bless you and all you're doing, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank all of you. Thank you for helping us put God's arms around the world.
Wandered in the house with something in its jaws.
See what the cat dragged in tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.